With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Donald Trump has just signed an executive order calling for a significant overhaul of the entire Education Department. White House says the department would not close completely right away, contrary to previous reports. Ukraine and Russia taking a step towards suspending the war.
Both leaders agreeing to a limited ceasefire. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says
the president's team of negotiators and national security experts will be heading to Saudi again later this week to continue working on and ironing out the details.
Those details include when a ceasefire might take effect and what would be off limits to attack. One thing that is clear, there are differing views. The White House saying energy and infrastructure would be covered. The Kremlin referring more narrowly to energy infrastructure. While Zelensky says he'd also like railways and ports to be protected in a ceasefire. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, United States is sustaining airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels as President Trump continues to pressure Tehran.
The U.S. has escalated its offensive campaign in the past few days, targeting headquarters and drone sites, with President Trump blaming Iran for the attacks and delegating authority to U.S. Central Command. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump demanded that Iran stop supplying the Houthi rebels, suggesting they let them fight it out amongst themselves and that they'll be completely annihilated.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. She adds that Tehran routinely denies arming the rebels, despite evidence showing the links to Iran, which would violate UN arms embargo on the Houthis. Who are the happiest people in the world? A new global report says those who live in Finland, and this marks the eighth year in a row the Finns have won that honor. Hopefully they're very happy about that. This is SRN News. Is your newborn baby gay?
That is actually one of the questions being put to mothers in hospitals and health facilities across New Jersey under a new law passed by the Democratic majority legislature. Republican State Senator Holly Schapese has put one of the medical questionnaires up on Facebook. One question asks mothers to identify whether their infant is, quote, male, female, transgender, or genderqueer. Another question asks which gender a baby was, quote, assigned at birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three-judge panel of the 10th District Court of Appeals ruling Ohio's ban on sex change operations for children is unconstitutional. State vows to appeal. The law bans counseling, surgery, and hormone therapy to help anyone under the age of 18 to live as the opposite sex. Meanwhile, the appeals panel ruled the ban is unlawful. This is SRN News. Interest rates will remain unchanged in the UK.
With inflation still elevated, the Bank of England is holding the main UK interest rate at 4.5%, as firms are expected to raise prices, a result of a big increase in the minimum wage and higher payroll taxes in the UK.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs remain historically low. Jobless claims filings rose by 2,000 to 223,000 for the week ending the 15th of March. And the Labor Department says that's just less than the 2224 new applications forecast. And the weekly applications for jobless benefits are considered a proxy for layoffs and have remained mostly in the range between 200,000 and 250. More details at srnnews.com.